This is Coach Myrna Young, lifestyle entrepreneur and certified professional coach. And you are listening to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio hour and podcast. I believe it takes a mindset shift to take you to the next level in your career, your finances, relationships, health and fitness, or happiness. So, your journey to manifesting your goals and desires starts now. Transform your mind to transform your life. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio hour and podcast. I'm your host, Life Coach Myrna Young. And today I am so excited to be talking to Blake D. Bauer. Blake is an author and a relationship coach, and we are going to be talking on the topic, healthy relationships and healthy love. So ladies, stay tuned, keep it locked, because we're going to be talking about men and how to understand men and how to have healthy relationships. So welcome, Blake.
Hi, Myrna. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. So let me tell you a little bit more about Blake. Blake D. Bauer is the author of the international best-selling book, You Were Not Born to Suffer. He is also a world-renowned teacher and speaker with an extensive background in psychology, alternative medicine, nutrition, traditional healing, and mindfulness meditation. Blake's pioneering work integrates what he's found to be the most effective approaches to optimal mental, emotional, and physical health. All right. So, Blake, quite an intro. Seems that you are definitely an expert on the subject of relationships. So I'm hoping that you can give us a little some insights into men, because, you know, the majority of our listeners are going to be ladies. So before we get into our topic, though, I always want to hear about my guests and their journey to this point right now. So can you tell us how you became an author, teacher, and relationship coach?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Myrna. Well, you know, it's ironic because it all connects, you know, and it's all very much related. As a young man, I struggled a lot psychologically and emotionally, and I didn't have a lot of healthy role models in my life. And in particular, I didn't have a lot of healthy male role models in my life. So to cope and survive, I got very into drinking alcohol and partying and doing drugs. And as a man, instinctually, that's how I learned how to survive, by repressing my emotions, by numbing my emotions. And following on from that, I was also a very good athlete. I played sports growing up. And so I was kind of a gym rat, as you call it. I spent a lot of time in the gym building up my ego and building up my muscles, which is a very common masculine tendency.
Yeah. Probably give you an ego too, right? You look good and you're an athlete and got you.
Yes, I had it all there. But, you know, and it's ironic, all that was my subconscious way of protecting my heart and my vulnerability and surviving the world. And we all do that in our own way, but these were the common male tendencies and my tendency. So I was pretty addicted to drugs and alcohol in my teenage years. I got a very bad DUI at the age of 17 on pills, pot, and alcohol. I was captain of the varsity football team with my two best friends with offers to play college football. And I got kicked off the team and I lost all my offers to play in college. So at 18, I fell into a suicidal depression where I was very tortured mentally and emotionally. And I didn't know how to ask for help and I didn't know how to open up and talk to anybody. And so I just toughed it out and carried on. But I was in such a dark place that I was waking up every day only wanting freedom from my suffering. And connected to that desire was also a desire to understand my purpose in life, which is another topic I think is really important for men, that, you know, if we don't have a very clear sense of purpose, it's hard for us to be strong for our family and for the women in our life and our business, whatever it is. I think men really do need a very clear sense of purpose to be a captain of the ship or be a king for his queen. Yeah. And, yeah. you know, these are things that have grown, become very important for me over time. But so to make a long story short, I moved forward from 18, waking up every morning, only trying to answer two questions. How do I free myself from this suffering? And what's the purpose of my life? And that journey led me to 5 different universities where I studied psychology. I studied nutrition. I studied theories of education and early childhood development. And then I moved on and began studying Chinese medicine. So acupuncture Wow. and oriental medicine from 2 different perspectives, one very scientific, one very holistic based. And during that time, I also worked in the natural medicine arena in holistic medicine, natural pharmacies. And then I worked for a Chinese medical doctor for a number of years. He was a 7th generation master herbalist and an oncology MD. And so I was very lucky to have some amazing experiences while I was in school and learning. And then eventually down the road, I had a series of insights where I could see how our self-destructive relationship to ourselves psychologically and emotionally, or in other words, us never learning how to love ourselves as children, led to all physical disease and all psychological and emotional suffering like depression, anxiety, bipolar, etc. And for me, I was so desperate to have this clarity that when I found this clarity that everything I had been learning and doing was me really just looking for love and learning how to love myself because I never learned how to love myself as a child. My parents didn't know and they couldn't teach me. And so because I didn't know, I spent a lot of time and energy looking outside of myself self-destructively for love, hurting myself to be loved, hurting myself to be accepted, hurting myself to be approved of and to fit in. Hurting myself to get the right woman.
Yeah.
You know, hurting myself to please everybody. And I started to dawn on me that everybody's kind of playing the sick game because we never learned how to love ourselves unconditionally and in a healthy way. And thus, we didn't know how to build our life and our relationships from a place of self-worth, healthy self-esteem, valuing yourself, knowing how to express yourself. All the things that destroy us personally are also the same things that destroy our relationships. And so there was a point in my journey where I realized that everything was really about how do you learn to love yourself and value yourself practically on a daily basis, because that's the key to your health and your happiness. And it's also the key to healthy love and healthy relationships over time. So I wrote a book. I decided that I wanted to write a book. That journey was very long and hard. I was 24 years old when I had the idea. Nobody took me seriously. They just thought I was young and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Wow. So I was rejected by over 100 agents and publishers. I got a very big deal only to get screwed over. And then at 26, I decided to self-publish and I was living in Australia at the time. And mm-hmm. through my teaching and traveling Australia and then the UK and the US, the book became a number one bestseller in Australia.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Yes.
And uh-huh. I'm very grateful. And then I sold it to a traditional publisher finally in London. They published a new edition, which is now in 10 languages and an international bestseller, all from this, you know, pain in my heart and then learning how to love myself and wanting to just help as many people as I could with this lesson that I know everybody's struggling with in some form. So that's the abridged version.
Right. So I guess that's why you called your book, You're Not Meant to Suffer. You're Not Born to Suffer is the name of your book.
Yes.
Okay. So you talk about loving yourself, right? Because we're born to love ourselves and things like that. All right. So we'll get into, the book later on, but that is a beautiful story. And what I like about the story is that you went from all the way to the bottom to almost all the way to the top. And, you know, it's very beautiful. You didn't share how that happened, from you not loving yourself and being addicted and being kicked out of your your soccer team and losing your sponsorship, to what is that space in between there of you getting onto five universities and then having some amazing mentors, going to Australia and London. You know, that's a beautiful story. So, I mean, anybody that's listening that, you know, that is in a place where they are maybe at the bottom, you know, they can be encouraged that they don't have to stay there. So, you know, it's not really our topic today, so I'm not going to dive into that. But I just wanted to say that it's a beautiful thing to see you turning around your life. One of the things I want to circle back to is that you said that you started asking yourself a couple of questions, and one of them was, what is your purpose? In my experience, a lot of men don't ask themselves that question. Do you think that you ask yourself that question maybe because you are performing at a higher level as an athlete? What do you think, you know, on that?
For me, when I was, 18 and coming of age, and you're at that fork in the road, do you go to work? Do you study? Where do you go to work? What do you study? One of the big questions that everybody asks is does money and wealth equal success and happiness? And so even at a young age, I was asking myself that question, is success and happiness equivalent to financial success and having lots of money? And so I was grappling with that belief in my head because I had actually grown up around people who had been very successful financially, but were also very self-destructive and then lost everything. Mm. So I saw people chase money, get it,
lose all of it, right?
Drugs, spend all their money, hurt their spouse, hurt their children, ruin their marriage. So I was confronted with this throughout my whole childhood, this theme. So I had all this subconscious baggage around what is success, what is happiness, what's the relationship to money. So for me, it was very present because any path I took, you know, when I was 18, I didn't know who I was and I didn't know what I wanted and I didn't know why I was here. And that became very apparent once I ruined everything and sabotaged everything. I had to start over. I didn't know the direction to go.
Right.
As I was analyzing what direction to go, that question just kept coming up. Do I have a purpose? What's the purpose of life? So I'm 18 years old. All my friends are going away to school and, you know, breaking loose from their family for the first time. I had already been arrested a number of times, burnt the candle at every end. I've always been kind of an old soul. So I'm plagued and tortured with, you know, why did I come to the planet? Is there a God? If so, what is it? What's the relationship between God and money and our purpose and success? Uh-huh. So for whatever reason, I was burdened by these questions at a young age. And so I needed a North Star because I really didn't have anybody. I didn't have a father or a mother that I could look up to and ask those questions. I didn't have a mentor or a family member that I respected and could look toward. And I knew that money wasn't the North Star, but I didn't know what the North Star was. So I started to read every book I could find on spirituality, God, the universe, science, quantum physics, all kinds of health. Just to start to understand for myself what's the truth.
Your purpose, right? Yeah. And did you find your purpose, or what age did you find your purpose?
Yes, I did. So at the age, from the age of 18 to 24, I was on this very intense healing, spiritual, and personal development journey. And at that time, I just thought it was about healing, which in retrospect it is, and it was.
Right.
And then when I had this clarity that all of our suffering is the result of us never learning how to love ourselves as children, spending our life looking for love outside of ourselves and hurting ourselves to get it, I felt that the reason I had come to the planet was to share this with as many people as I could.
That's beautiful.
To teach as many people as I could how to love themselves.
Yeah,
But if we go
that's a little the bit, book, right?
Yes, exactly. But if we go a bit deeper, and this is a really important topic, my sense of searching for a purpose in the world externally was also subconsciously tied up with blocks that I had around not being worthy or enough still as I am. And I think a lot of times we feel like our purpose is this huge thing out in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm destined to be this.
Yeah.
But that, and that actually causes a lot of suffering.
Yeah.
And the truth is that you are destined to be so unapologetically and authentically your true self in the present moment, that you are enough as you are.
Yeah.
And that our purpose, my view is that each human being's purpose is to enjoy being alive in a body on the earth as much as possible in this lifetime, and to learn about love. So you can bring love onto the planet, because that's the key to enjoying your life, being healthy, and enjoying your relationships is learning about love. And how do you learn about love if you don't start with loving yourself?
Yourself, right, right, right. Yeah, it's actually the most fundamental energy in the universe. It heals everything. And yes, a lot of people don't learn to love themselves. You know, in fact, I saw something the other day, and I don't remember if I posted it just on social media, but I will. But it said, if women started to love themselves, then a whole host of businesses will go under, because the the world or businesses just create products because they know that a lot of women and men don't love themselves. And that's basically it. It's big industry on that. So it's very true. All right. So as we transition into our topic, good intro, love it. So as you transition into the topic, one of the reasons I want to have this conversation with you is that you can talk about men and emotional health. So using yourself as a model, what were your relationships like? How can a woman determine a man's emotional health? Because like you said earlier, and it's very true, that if you can't love yourself, then you can't love anybody else. You first have to have something before you can give it away. One of my most famous sayings, you can't give away what you don't have. So a lot of women go into these relationships with men and they don't get what they're looking for because the man is not emotionally ready. So expand on that for me and our listener audience.
I would love to. And it's not so black and white.
Okay.
There are many layers to this. Okay. So sometimes as a woman, you can also be seeking love from a man that you don't give yourself,
right,
or that you didn't get from your father, for example. And so it's really important to have that self-awareness.
Right.
You know, am I spending time with this guy because I really enjoy his company? I really enjoy his energy. He's supportive. He's loving. He's present. I'm attracted to him for all those reasons, in addition to physically, if that's important to you. So it's really good from the very beginning to analyze why you said yes to go out with him. Do you enjoy his company? You know, is he just playing the protector role for you? So there's a lot of layers to be aware of in terms of that. But let's say you say yes to all those things. Let's say, you know, you feel good in his company. You feel he's respectful, he's kind, et cetera, enough to see him again or to keep, you know, building something with him.
More of this episode after a short break. Ever been stuck in a bad marriage, toxic relationship, or unfulfilling job? Then Stuck, a short story on moving towards success by author Dr. Alfonso A. Bowie is the book for you. Mark was a successful and admired corporate executive and real estate mogul in New York City, when trouble arrived in his life. He loses everything. With the guidance of a great mentor and coach, he learns how to become unstuck and get his life back. This fictional short story, inspired by real-life events, teaches different concepts that can be utilized by anyone who wants to excel at managing themselves effectively in any professional and personal setting. Pick up a copy of Stuck today from Amazon or wherever books are sold and get moving towards your success.
Damn, Slim Dog.
Hey, run that shit up, Chase. Long Lil Nip.
Blue chip, blue chip, blue chip.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. I don't want to bust some blue chip, blue chip, blue chip, blue chip.
Hey, hey. Long Lil Nip.
Yeah.
Blue chip, blue chip, blue chip, blue chip.
Long Lil Nip.
Turn up. I don't want to bust some blue chip, blue chip, blue chip, blue chip.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Blue chip got me. I don't need four couches. Out my pocket full, I'm talking four couches.
What up, little baby?
Trap doing number, making big profit.
We getting money.
Sir, yeah, the trip, caught apartment high. Just ran up a 20 bumping Olaf.
Mama tried.
Pirate pot, I hit it with the soda. Coffee beans on me just to hide the odor.
Yeah.
Trap Olympic, gotta make my quota. Caught dirty mixed odor.
Mud.
50 P crowned in my Toyota.
Bad, bad.
Try my best to get this across the border.
Are you overweight and tried every diet on earth? Then check out this new book by Joseph A. Layden Jr. 169 plus, lose it or else. Weight loss facts, tricks, and more. The author was working in South America when he started losing weight without trying. He was surprised because he was eating 3 fat-laden restaurant meals per day and did absolutely no daily exercise. He lost so much weight, he had to buy skinnier clothes. That's why he wrote the book, to share weight loss facts and tricks. So head over to www.survivalexpertblog.com and start your weight loss journey. That is survivalexpertblog.com.
When you feel something about anything in your life, whether it's about him or a family member or a friend, and you start to open up and you say, you know, I feel X, Y, and Z, you should pay attention to whether he can really hear you and he listens and responds, or if he checks out and becomes distracted or changes the topic. That's a big thing to pay attention to.
Wow. This is good stuff right here. This is true.
And,
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And then another good question to ask is, how do you feel about this? So you can ask him really directly, how do you feel about your regrets in life? Or how do you feel about the importance of communication or emotional connection? So you can, because if it's really important to you, you should just put it on the table.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I feel that being connected emotionally is as important, if not more important, than being connected physically. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, yeah.
You, of course, you can say, how do you feel about your mother, right? And that'll tell you everything. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah, they've always said that. You can tell how a man can be a husband by what his relationship with his mom. So it's true. So if you don't get the response that you can, and a lot of men use this mask of, you know, I don't like to talk. I don't like to talk about my feelings. I don't like to talk. So if you get that response, what do you do?
I would say I need a partner that is able to open up and talk about their feelings, because that's important to me. So the most important thing is, as a woman, if you know that you need a partner that can connect to you emotionally and be there, and that you're best friends as well as lovers or spouses, then you need to be clear about that and own it and not apologize for it. Because a lot of us are used to feeling we want or need something, but then we betray it and we reject it. And then we create a whole life, a whole marriage, a whole relationship based on you betraying yourself. So the key is, from the beginning, don't betray yourself. And if you're betraying yourself right now, stop betraying yourself, because it's never going to get better. It's like, you know, how many women go into relationships thinking this guy, oh, if he changes,
he'll
be great. True. It's a fixer-upper.
Oh my goodness.
Right? I'm going to flip this house. I'm going to flip this man. I'll just put some nice new wallpaper and everything will be great. No, it never works. Yeah. It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so the key is to own that you need it. You know, and here's the crux of this, though. Women often say, I want a man who is this, this, and this. But if it comes, you'd be surprised how challenging it is. Because if you expect a man to be accountable, 100% accountable and emotionally present, well, guess what? You have to be emotionally accountable and 100% present as well. And that means you have to take a responsibility for everything you think and say and do and how you say it. So even when you have your time a month and you are feeling moody, but you snap and you're mean, well, that is hurtful, even though you're PMSing. So there's a lot of things, you know, they're saying, like, be careful what you ask for.
Right.
And I'm actually working on a new book that covers a lot of these topics.
Okay. And that's good stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we all have to be accountable, and men are just as sensitive as women.
Actually,
men
more
just don't talk about it. We just don't
they're
know
more sensitive, right? Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all bottled up.
Yep. Right.
And we feel insecure about being emotional and vulnerable because we think that women will think we're not strong or we can't protect them. But that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's good. I also it's very true. You know, a lot of women, you know, have this list. You're very right. Of this is what I want in a man. You know. My daughter was the same thing. You know, when she was looking for a spouse or someone to date, she had these things that she crossed off. You know what I mean? And a lot of people do. But you also have to take care of yourself. And that is a beautiful thing that you just said. I mean, if you're looking for this great of a husband, then you have to be this great of a wife. If you're looking for this great of a relationship, then you've got to be. What are you bringing to the table? So it's very true. What are you bringing to the table? You got to fix yourself, because even if you do get that man, he might not stay, because you're right. You're insensitive. You're bitchy. You complain all the time or whatever. Like the Bible says, a man doesn't want a nagging wife, you know, things like that. So yes, good information. Like I told you before we even started recording, that I'm going to enjoy opening up and expanding about men and how they think and relationships and things like that. So this here is, you're right, very important conversation. Now, one of the questions I have here is, how do we create the healthiest relationships with our thoughts and emotions? So I think this is just basically an expansion of you saying a minute ago that you've got to be the best version of yourself. You've got to be able to understand what you want up front and ask for it. But, you know, talk about the thoughts and emotions and how that play into it.
Well, so Myrna, when we look at our relationships with our partner or our friends or our family, so you look at if you look out at the outer world, the health of those relationships is a mirror image and a projection of the relationship you have to yourself. So where you see unhealthy areas in your life, it directly connects back to where you have unhealthy thought habits and unhealthy habits of internalizing your emotions or pretending you feel different than you feel. So practically speaking, there's a couple practical approaches and mindsets that go with this. One is that you have to become very aware of what you're feeling on a daily basis. So for example, for a listener right now, you can just ask yourself, what do I feel right now in my body? So you just get used to, I feel hungry, I feel hot, I feel frustrated, I feel sad, I feel depressed. What's that?
Not loved. Not loved.
I feel unloved.
Right, right.
I feel angry. I feel alone. Just get familiar. You've become intimate with what are you feeling right now. Uh-huh. And then the more you become intimate with it, the more you can talk about it. So it's also important on a daily basis to be able to talk openly and honestly with your friends, your family, your partner. So you need to find someone that you feel safe with that you can talk to on a daily basis about what's going on inside of you. And it's very important. And if you don't have a friend or a family member that you can talk to openly and honestly, then it's important to find a therapist or find an alternative health practitioner that you like and invest in it, because it is the most valuable thing you can ever do is not keep everything in, because you're going to combust and you're going to make yourself sick. Another thing you can do on your own until you talk to someone is to get a diary or a journal and write, "Dear Universe," or "Dear God," depending on what you believe. Or you can even write, some people have a connection with a deceased loved one, like their mother or their father or a grandparent. You can write to your loved one who has passed that maybe was your best friend and just tell them everything you're thinking and feeling. Tell them what's going on inside of you so that it just doesn't stay stuck inside. And that's really important, because that's going to help you get better and more effective at communicating with the people in your life. And a lot of our crazy thoughts, when our mind won't stop running or turn off, is a symptom of repressed emotions. Yeah. So if you think about the ocean, right? Deep down in the ocean, you got all this stuff going on, but yeah, all you see is the waves.
There's the waves on the top. Good analogy. I like that. Right.
The thoughts that are all over the place.
Right, right, right.
If they're screaming to you, your thoughts, if they don't feel good and they don't feel comfortable, your mind is screaming, your conscious mind is screaming that in your subconscious mind, in your body, is all this repressed emotion that you need to start talking about and processing and getting out. So it's really important to have that perspective.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. I went to a therapist at one point in time, and that's basically, you know, same thing we were talking about, you know, repressed emotions. You know, it comes up where you're not feeling good in your body and you're not quite sure what's bothering you. So that's pretty good. So is it what you're saying that if you have one of these men that don't like to talk and you go to a therapist, would that help your relationship?
Absolutely. But I think that of course that's going to be helpful, because it's nice to have like a good friend that you can talk to.
Right. Okay.
Because not everybody, I think everybody is capable of acquiring the tools to show up in this way as a partner and a spouse, right. But you have to value it to want to acquire those tools and to get good at them. So for example, in a lot of my relationships, my personal relationships with women or with my family, they end up opening up to me about everything all the time because I'm good at it. I'm skilled at it, which means I become kind of like a therapist for everybody in my life. And I have to have clear boundaries because I'm kind and I'm giving and I'm open.
Right.
But it's not necessarily your friend's job or your parents' job or your partner's job to be your therapist. Right. But you do want them to be your best friend, which means you should be able to open up to them. It's not their responsibility to process your whole life and all your trauma, although it's nice when you can open up in that way with the person you share your bed with or you share your life with. And over time, you should be able to, in a healthy relationship over time, you should be able to bear all with that person. And it's healthy to expect them to bear all as well.
Right, right, right.
But the other half of that is, you know, you don't want to just always be unpacking the past or complaining about the past and the present. You also want to enjoy your life together. That's why you need to get your own house in order and take care of your own baggage, so you know whether you're enjoying your life with someone or it's just this convoluted codependent mess. But if you don't try and do some of your own laundry, it's always going to be confusing and you're never going to be able to tell.
More of this episode after a short break. As a boxer for over 20 years, I have been helping athletes and fighters reach their ultimate conditioning with six-pack abs and a low body fat index. As a fitness coach and the winner of several championships, I know the role nutrition plays getting that ultimate body. Fight Club Nutrition, a Black-owned company, has put together a catalog of nutritional supplements to help bring out the best fitness body. Try our Iron Body Fat Burner or the Alpha Wolf to increase testosterone. Ladies, you should definitely buy this for your man. Head over to www.fightclubnutrition.com for the best nutritional supplements for athletes. That is www.fightclubnutrition.com.
I keep taking the pearls. Back on a Nibiru flight. To all that is calm and gone. Lived to sin. Loved and lost. See you again, friend.
Thinking daily, mind is racing, contemplating.
One love. Trillioni.
Sitting here, thinking daily, mind is racing, contemplating.
You're not here, by my side, this is crazy, this is crazy.
Now you're stuck, now you're stuck, now you're stuck, now you're stuck.
Sitting here, thinking daily, mind is racing, contemplating.
By yourself, by yourself, by yourself, by yourself.
It's time to face it, you not here, I'll embrace it.
Yo,
one gunshot. She was in love
with a man.
They were old.
Family.
He was on drugs.
Whipped to death.
Released a dub.
Let it free.
If I would,
if I could,
bring you back.
Yeah. That's good. In fact, you know, some guys would run from you in the beginning if you start unpacking and unburdening and want to go deep. But you're right. If you're in a marriage and a relationship where you're sharing a bed, then and again, they always say the same thing is that you should first be friends first so that you can talk and you can share. The only reason that I'm talking about men that like to go in a cave is because that's been my experience, that a lot of men are not talkers. You know what I mean? So, and I'm sure that, you know, women that are listening will have the same thing. You know, the man wants to go in his cave and listen to his music or whatever. He doesn't want to talk. But yeah, I like to talk. So that's what I require in a relationship. In fact, that's one of my top points, because I like to talk and I like sharing because it's very important to me. So I get that. So that's good.
I think that's very healthy. And the truth is that men do need that to be happy and fulfilled too. It's just most men have grown up with fathers and male role models that to be stoic, don't show emotion, don't cry.
Right.
That's what a man does. And that's a very destructive belief system and archetype that we have. Mm-hmm. But the thought that came to my mind as you were talking was, if you think about as a woman, it takes time to open up too, right? Emotionally or physically, right? Sometimes you need to feel safe. You need to trust the person. You know, there's all these things. If you think about a flower, right? It takes a time for a flower to open.
Right, I like that.
And men are like that too. A lot of men just need to feel safe, but a lot of men don't feel safe emotionally because they've been snapped at or criticized, or they open up to you and then you think that, oh, well, they're weak.
They're soft,
and,
right?
Yeah, and, then you and then they've been abandoned, or their emotional vulnerability has been taken advantage of.
Right.
And then they think, oh, I shouldn't do that because it's not going to end well. And
so the next person that comes along doesn't get that.
Right, because he's scared of being hurt or being abandoned. You have to. He's just like you. He's got fears, insecurities. He's been hurt. He's just not as good at talking about it. Right. And men, men don't really talk about it. Like the archetype, men go for a drink. You know, they watch sports or maybe they complain a little bit. Right. But they don't really open up like women do to each other.
Nope, they don't. They don't. So that's been my experience. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yes.
So why do you believe that learning how to love and value yourself is the key to healing your pain, create health, and creating healthy relationships? So this is the point where you talk about your book. I understand suppressed emotions, and I understand that whoever you are today is based on your past experiences and how you show up. So explain that in the terms of loving yourself, and then we can branch off into being in a relationship with someone else while you love yourself and learn how to understand your past painful relationships or hurts.
So Myrna, there are four keys to loving yourself in the present. Okay. And we've been talking a lot about the first one, which is expressing your emotions honestly and kindly. That's the first one. So most of us never learned how to do that. And that sabotages relationships and it makes us sick and miserable. So you got to learn how to be open, honest, vulnerable, and kind on a daily basis in every situation, no matter what. That's step one. Step two is acting in integrity, acting in alignment with what you feel and want and need. So how many people stay in relationships and all they do is complain? They feel unsatisfied. They feel unappreciated. They feel disconnected, but they stay and then they complain. But who's responsible? That person is, because they've tried for years, but they don't take action following what they feel. And so
they don't take action because they don't want to be alone.
Yes. But yet most people in that situation feel alone anyways, but they're in a relationship. So not only they're alone, but there's no chance of someone new
coming in that
can meet you and make you feel unalone.
Yeah.
But again, that's only if obviously you've done everything you can in that situation to heal it. And if the other person's not willing and you know that over time, then you can leave without regret. I'm a big fan of not creating regret and doing everything you can in a situation so that you know in your heart you have 100% peace. I gave everything I had. I took all the responsibility I could. And this person, there's a metaphor I like. This person did not meet me on the bridge. I was on the bridge. I did everything I could.
That's a nice one.
But this person has to meet me on the bridge.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So after expressing ourselves honestly and kindly, we need to act in integrity, act in alignment. So then what you feel and what you say and what you do are aligned and in integrity. Okay. Because when you feel something and you don't act on it, you hurt yourself. That's another way you do not love yourself, but you hurt yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next one is taking time and space for yourself. So whether you're alone, like not in a relationship, or whether you're in a relationship, everybody needs time alone, away from friends, family, work, a partner, so that you can be with your own thoughts and feelings, so you can listen to your instinct and your intuition, and then you can do whatever nourishes you, because we all need different kinds of medicine at different times. Sometimes we need a book. Sometimes we need a bath. Sometimes we need a glass of wine with a friend. Sometimes we need a bath or a cup of tea. Sometimes we need to journal. Sometimes we need to pray. Sometimes we need to take a walk, or just drive with our favorite music on. You know, there's all different ways that we get the medicine and the nourishment we need by ourselves, but everybody needs a little bit of time every day. Even if you have a family, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour to yourself, Everybody deserves that and needs that to be well in themselves. But then, this is a huge topic, you need that to keep your cup full so you have something to give to the people around you. Because how many, I'm sure every listener, and I'm sure you know, Myrna, and I know, when you don't have time and space for yourself to self-care and fill up, you become resentful, bitter, stressed, spread thin, you snap. And then you're not only no good for yourself, but you're no good to anybody around you. So that time and space to keep your cup full regularly is key.
Wow, that's good. I mean, like, I love this show because every time I interview guests, you know, I learn a few things. Now, I love your five ways, you know, let me repeat it, express your emotions kindly, acting in integrity, acting in alignment, time and space for themselves so that you can keep your cup full. Yeah. But I one of the things that I love is number four, because a lot of people don't do that. I do that. And I do that mainly because, you know, I work for myself. And, you know, I schedule those things in, you know, so I do a lot of self-care. I do a lot of medicines. You talk about the music. I mean, almost all the things that you talked about.
That's why you look so well and your energy's so good.
Thank you. Yeah, I take the drive with the music. You know, I take the book, you know. I do all that to self-care, and it's beautiful because a lot of people don't do that. And I love what you call it. It is absolutely medicine. You know, and somebody thinking of self-care, you know, it might conjure up something else, but I like your words. It's medicine for yourself so that you can be the best person that you can be, and it keeps it keeps your cup full. So that is great. So, but how does that work as far as healing our pain? You know, talk about your book, You're Not Meant to Suffer. So did you want to expand on the suffering part?
Yes. So when you don't do the things I just outlined, mm-hmm. you suffer.
Okay.
And if you look back on your life, all your suffering comes from not doing those things. So you think about with mom and dad, you probably didn't express all your feelings and you probably didn't express them kindly. And with mom and dad, you probably didn't do exactly what you wanted to do or what you felt was good because you were probably scared of getting punished, getting right. screamed at, right. getting mm-hmm. abused, losing their love, losing your allowance, whatever it was. So it starts in childhood. Because mom and dad don't know how to do this. They can't teach or model it for us. Okay. Yeah. So then we do that with our parents.
I actually never saw my parents do that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
And then you go to school, and a lot of people do that with their friends because they want to be accepted or they don't want to be bullied or they don't want to be judged. And mm-hmm. then you fall in love with your first crush or, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you start to do the same thing because you want them to like you. Yeah. You don't want to scare them away. Then you get through the school years, and let's say you go into the workforce. Often you don't want to piss off your boss or your right. colleagues. So you do the yeah. same stuff. You don't talk about what you really feel.
Right. You never ask for what you want.
You don't right. ask for what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're scared
yeah.
of losing your job. You're scared right. of losing the approval of your boss mm-hmm. or your peers. Right. And if you get married, you tend to do the same thing to keep the peace, to not cause right. a fight. You know, you're dealing with paying the right. bills, doing the laundry, going to work, you know, making food. You know, there's all that that you're dealing with. On top of, you have this deep, rich emotional life. You have a deep, rich mental life. Your body needs care and exercise. So there's a lot to balance for most people. And by the time people realize how important it is to look at this stuff, their plate is so full, they think, how in the world am I going to do this and maintain everything I got going on? And it can be very overwhelming when you realize right. how most of your life you've been living with a very self-destructive, unhealthy relationship and habit to yourself. That's why I believe this is the most important and the most loaded conversation we could be having.
More of this episode after a short break. attention. If you want to make money in the easiest way possible working from home, then check out ProfitsPassports.com. Who else wants to make up to $2,000 per month delivered to your mailbox and up to $16,500 in extra commissions on autopilot? I do the work. You make all the commissions. To find out more information, log on to ProfitsPassport.com. That is ProfitsPassport.com.
Running your business in today's world is complicated and overwhelming. Until now, HowEasy provides business people with all the tools to transition your existing business to a fully digitally automated enterprise platform. CRM, managing your marketplace, building websites, mobile apps, and scheduling social media posts all in one software platform. Integrate affiliate products into your business for additional revenue. HowEasy has a special stimulus offer where you get 13 critical software packages in one place for just $50 per month. Go to HowEasy.com now. That's HowEasy. With two Y's.
And so the key to healing, you know, there's all these amazing techniques out there like kinesiology and therapy and acupuncture and past life regression therapy and hypnosis, and they're all good. But if you don't do what we're talking about, you're never going to have lasting healing and health and happiness, because the key comes down to, what do you think and say and do from the moment you wake up till the moment you go to bed today, every day? And the things we're talking about are the keys to having the healthiest relationship to yourself. And then the beautiful thing about when you start doing this, if you do the things we were talking about before, that represents you treating yourself really well, valuing yourself, valuing your health, valuing your energy, valuing what you bring to the table, your worth and your value as a person.
Right.
That means that on a daily basis, you are no longer hurting yourself or letting yourself get hurt. So when you stick up for yourself and you're true to yourself and you do what's right for you, you stop hurting yourself and you stop letting yourself get hurt. And when you start doing that, you stop adding more layers of pain inside of yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you stop adding more layers of pain today, your heart and your body and your soul can start to breathe again.
Breathe, yeah.
And that's actually how you heal. That's the key.
That's good.
That's figuring out how to do this practically in the present, not digging up the past, because I'm sure a lot of people have spent a lot of time digging up the past. But you got to do this in the present. You got to overcome your fear and your guilt in the present. And you, each person listening, is the only person who can give themselves permission to say, I matter. What I feel and need and want, what makes me feel healthy and happy, matters. And I have to value that today and every day, because that's the key to being the best partner, the best human, and being healthy. You, every individual has to reach a point on their journey where they say, I am going to finally value myself and give myself permission, because I matter and I'm better to everybody else when I do this. So, yes, there's a time and place to deal with the old wounds, you know, trauma, shame, guilt, you know, mistakes, regret, and there's lots of tools and techniques to deal with that. And we can talk about that another time. But the more important thing is, how do you value yourself today practically?
Yeah. Well, you always have to do the work in the present, you know.
Yes.
The past and the future is good, but all change happens in the present. So that's pretty good. I mean, if you, you know, if yesterday you weren't doing these things, and the other thing I love, the other saying that I love is that once your brain is expanded with knowledge, it can't go back. So if someone's listening and they've never done these things, now they're aware of it. And now they can start, you know, today, they can start by today by, you know, looking for relationships that, you know, give you what you need instead of settling. Because you think that, you know, there's nothing better out there. And you're right. It would always be this way, because it's not going to change. Who somebody is who they are. And so that's pretty good. You know, you stay with changing yourself and being integrity. right? So
yes.
Express your emotions kindly and acting with integrity. I love that.
And so, Mary, you prompted another huge topic, actually, just to touch on quickly, which is if you're not doing these things, so if you're internalizing your emotions because you're scared or you feel guilty or you're ashamed, you're betraying yourself. If you're not following your heart, you're betraying yourself.
Yeah.
If you're not taking time in your space for yourself and taking care of your mind and taking care of your body every day, you are betraying yourself, okay?
Right.
And if you betray yourself every day, the byproduct is that you don't trust yourself.
Okay? And you're not happy.
Yeah, you're not. Yes. So if you're not happy and you don't trust yourself, you can't be happy with anybody. No man, no woman will make you happy. And this is the big kicker. You will never trust another person. So if you are, and how many relationships are ruined because of trust issues?
Right. Yeah.
And most trust issues are you actually don't trust yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And so you want this person to be a saint or jump through hoops or be perfect because you actually don't trust them because first you don't trust yourself.
Yeah. You don't.
And if you trusted yourself and you didn't betray yourself, you may not be with this person.
Right.
But because you betrayed yourself, you're now in a relationship where you're scared of being betrayed because all you've been doing is betraying yourself.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
That is very powerful. Like I said before, I always say that you can't give away what you don't have. So if you don't have trust, then you can't trust someone else. If you don't have love for yourself, then you really can't love someone else. You can pretend, but it's not real love. So that's awesome. All right. Like I said, it was a great conversation. I learned a few things myself. So that's awesome. So now as we start to wrap up, you know, tell our listeners where they can get a copy of your book. If you do any kind of relationship coaching, or I think you're also a speaker. So tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Well, my book, You Were Not Born to Suffer, is on Amazon and iTunes and Audible. It's on audio, Kindle, paperback. You can get it at any bookstore when they open back up. And speaking on that, so I normally teach retreats throughout the year in person. In the United States, I teach a lot in the mountains in Colorado at a 600-acre Buddhist retreat center that's just beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
And I love going there, and I love people come from all over the country and the world for these retreats, and they've all been canceled from 2020. But I'm doing my first ever online retreat at the end of August. So if you're interested, I'm going to do an online retreat. So that information
will be on your website?
Yeah, my website or my social media. So
what's your website?
It's unconditional-selflove.com.
Okay. I like that. So unconditionalselflove.com. All right. And I'm sure that there's also information on your book on your website as well. They don't have to go to Amazon. They can get it from your book as well.
Yes.
From your website as well.
Yes, if you Google Blake Bauer, everything will come up. You'll find it.
Okay.
First page. Yeah.
Right. Excellent. All right. Well, Blake, it's been an awesome interview. Thank you so much for sharing your insights. Like I said, as soon as I saw you being introduced and talking about men emotional health, I knew I wanted to talk to you. So that was that's what interested me. And sure enough, you delivered. You're very welcome. All right. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life radio show and podcast. I'm recording this live with Blake on YouTube. So if you want to watch us instead of listening on the radio and on the podcast, head over to the Transform Your Mind podcast channel. And of course, I would love for you to subscribe as I try to grow that venue. If you have iTunes or you know an iPhone and you're listening to this on iTunes, I would really appreciate for you to rate and review the podcast if you found this content inspirational. The more reviews we get on iTunes is the more that the show can be heard by more people. So I appreciate that. In order to get a transcript of this interview or my talk with Blake, just in case, you missed some of his steps to self-love, head over to the show page, which is blog.myhelps.us. And then you will find there the a link to Blake's website, as well as his book. And you'll also find links there to the sponsors of the show. So thank you for tuning in. And until next time, namaste.